السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the Most High, the Most Magnificent, the Most Merciful, the Beneficent, the One Entitled with all the perfect names of attributes and attributes. In Him we trust and we worship none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of worship except Him, the Most High, the One free of all imperfection. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's true slave and messenger. Inshallah ta'ala, we will continue now with the stories of the prophets and the lessons learned from these narrations as they came in the Quran and or as detailed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the tonight's talk will be about the story of Dawood alayhi salam, Prophet Dawood, David, and Prophet Sulaiman alayhim as-salam, or Solomon. We'll start with Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. He was one of the great prophets of the children of Israel, of Bani Israel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had combined in him prophethood and wisdom and kingship as well, and strength in the kingship that Allah bestowed upon Prophet Dawood alayhi as-salam, or Prophet David alayhi as-salam. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Sister, inspire me. David was from amongst the soldiers. David was amongst the soldiers also. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Sister Stevie and all of you. He was from the soldiers who were with Talut. Brother Ayman, are you ready, inshallah? Talut. And Talut was chosen by one of the prophets of the children of Israel by the name of Samuel. Talut was chosen to be a king on the children of Israel, as we read also from Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 246, if we can put that, inshallah ta'ala. Brother Ayman, are you here? Brother Ayman, are you here? Okay, Brother Ayman apparently is somewhere doing some good work. Yes. Allah states about this situation of this case in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 246. أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى. Have you not thought about the group of the children of Israel after the time of Musa? Alaykum as-salam, rahmatullah ta'ala wa barakatuh, AM 20. And have you not thought about the group of the children of Israel after the time of Musa, of Moses? إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمْ إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمْ إِبْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. When they said to a prophet of theirs, appoint for us a king and we will fight in Allah's way. قال هل عسيتم إن كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا. He said, would you then refrain from fighting if fighting was prescribed for you? قال وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله. They said, why shouldn't we fight in Allah's way while we have been driven out of our homes and our children, families have been taken as captives, etc. But here it is. فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ تَوَلَّوْا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. But when fighting was ordered for them, عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته lethal. But when fighting was ordered for them, they turned away all except a few of them. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah is all aware of the polytheists and the wrongdoers. Here, وَقَالْ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ. Alhamdulillah. Hamza, jazakallah khair. Also, our brother Abu Mahir just came. Alhamdulillah. Allah says, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. With difficulty, there are two eases. Allah repeated it twice. So now, brother Hamza is, by the time you started, Abu Mahir just came. So we had, alhamdulillah, two eases. Or easements. طيب, it's okay, anyone of you, inshallah. So they said, وقال لهم نبيهم, in the other verse, 247, and their prophet Samuel, عليه السلام, said to them, indeed Allah has appointed Talut, that is Saul, as a king over you. As a king over you. They said, قالوا أن يكون له الملك علينا. They said, how can he be a king over us when we are fitter than him for the kingdom and he has not been given enough wealth. So from this we know that David in the verse 249, which comes right after that, we know that he was from the soldiers of Samuel, and Samuel was from the prophets of the children of Israel, and he was also a king, meaning Talut, and he was brave. Alaykum salam rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. نعم. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني زاده بسطة في العلم والجسم. And Allah has chosen him above you and has increased him abundantly in knowledge and in stature. Okay, this is regarding Talut. And we know from verse 247, chapter 2, 2 verse 57, then when Talut, Saul, set out with the army, he said, verily Allah will try you by a river. So whoever drinks thereof, he is not of me. And whoever tastes it not, he is of me. This was a trial. Except him who takes thereof in the hollow of his hand. Yet they drank thereof, all except a few of them. So when he had crossed the river, he and those who believed with him, they said, we have no power this day against Goliath. Against Goliath. So Talut, we know from this verse that Talut was in fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against Jalut or Goliath and his hosts. So, and when they advanced to meet Goliath and his forces, they invoked Allah. They invoked Allah, our Lord, in chapter 2, verse 250, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Our Lord, pour forth on us patience and set firm our feet and make us victorious over the disbelieving people. فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Then comes the name of Dawood here. فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So they routed them by the way of Allah, and Dawood, David, killed Goliath. And Dawood, and he was known for his bravery, and by himself he killed their king Goliath. And the defeat occurred to the enemies of Talut, and Allah gave victory to the children of Israel. Allah gave victory to the children of Israel, as in this verse which Brother Hamza has posted. فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ وَآتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Here Allah bestowed on him, gave Dawood the kingdom, after the death of whom? Of Saul. After the death of Saul or Talut and Samuel. And he gave him the prophethood and hikmah, and taught him of that which he willed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we know from another verse, which is verse the Quran, verse 38, chapter 38, verse 20, وشددنا ملكه وآتيناه الحكمة وفصل الخطاب. وشددنا ملكه وآتيناه الحكمة وفصل الخطاب. And the translation of the meaning of this verse, when it comes, you will see it, inshallah. Wa alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, brother Abu Maher. We made his kingdom strong, meaning of David, of Dawood, and gave him al-hikmah, meaning prophethood, and sound judgment as well in speech and decision. And sound judgment in speech and decision. Also, Allah had bestowed upon Prophet Dawood, bestowed upon him worship and also keen insight. In fact, Allah described him in the same chapter 38 verse 17. اصبر على ما يقولون. Allah is admonishing now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after he told him of the story of David and the trials that occurred to David. Allah admonishes our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying اصبر على ما يقولون, bear with that they say, and remember our slave and our Dawood, who endued with power. Allah endued with power, verily he was over or ever oft returning in Allah in matters of repentance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani described him of good strength, gave him hikmah, gave him wisdom, gave him the prophethood, and that Allah described him to be oft returning to Allah in repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him that alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, that he gave him the power over the birds and the mountains, that they all use to make tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him. When he makes tasbih in remembrance of Allah, the birds and the mountains used to make tasbih with Dawood alayhi as-salam. This is from his qualities. Not only that, we know from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah had bestowed upon him the most beautiful recitations and the best of voice, of sound, and that none has been given like Prophet Dawood alayhi as-salam. So we read in verse 18, إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ لَهُ أَوْ الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ يُسَبِّحْنَا بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ. In chapter 38 verse 18, from the bounties which Allah had bestowed upon Prophet Dawood, also, verily we made the mountains to glorify our praises with him, with Dawood, with David, in the Ashi, which is after the midday till sunset. This is the Ashi, and Al-Ibkar or Ishraq, after the sunrise till midday. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, brother Abu Maher, and for all of those who came late. Also, not only that, this was yani subdued Allah the hills and the mountains with him. And وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُورَ, the next verse, which is verse 19, and وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُورَ, and so did the birds assemble, all obedient to him, all obedient to Dawood alayhi salam, to David, and they came and also remember Allah in praises, or glorify Allah's praises along with Dawood alayhi as-salam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Prophet alaykum as-salam rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Leela Fatima, one most welcome. He said about him, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the authentic narration which is agreed upon in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, he said, كَانَ يَنَامُ نِصْفَ اللَّيْلِ, he used to sleep the midst of the night, وَيَقُومُ ثُلُثَهُ, while praying the third of it, وَيَنَامُ سُدُسَهُ, while sleeping the sixth of the night, وَيَصُومُ يَوْمًا, and he used to fast one day and then break the fast the next day, and continuously going on this fasting and breaking. And not only that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, described him, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَأْكُلُ مِنْ عَمَلِ يَدِهِ, and that he, Dawood, used to eat from the earnings of his own hands. Used to eat from the earnings of his own hands. And this is reported in Al-Bukhari, reported in Sahih Al-Bukhari. Not only that, we know from Hadith Aisha, and this is recommended in the Hadith which Aisha related, رضي الله تعالى عنها, أَنَّ أَطْيَبَ مَا أَكَلَ الرَّجُلُ مِنْ كَسْبِهِ, the best of earning that a person would earn or eat from is that which is from his earning. And one of the companions by the name of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the name of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, I will write his name. He had a beautiful voice and recitation of the Quran, which and the Prophet ﷺ used to love hearing Abu Musa reciting Al Quran. So he told him one day, quote, "Ya Abu Musa, O Abu Musa, لقد أوتيت مزمارا من مزامير آل داود. You have been given the good voice of or some of the good voice of that of Al Dawood, meaning Dawood himself." As explained by Imam al-Khattabi rahimahullah, and this hadith is also authentic. So from this we know some of the qualities again of Dawood alayhi as-salam. Also we know that when we make prostration at the following verse, we make prostration if we read this following verse. If you are reciting the Quran and you come to this point, this is a point of sajda, which is 38:24. قال لقد ظلمك بسؤال نعجتك لنعاجه, until he said, and Dawood guessed that we have tried him and he sought forgiveness of his Lord and he fell down prostrate and turned to Allah in repentance. The last part. Okay, now forget about the first part, just go to the last part. We will come to the first part in a moment. Just take that at the end, and he bowed himself and fell down prostrating in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the trial that occurred to him and which we will explain later inshallah ta'ala. So here when we recite and we come to this verse, we make sujood. Why? Because we know from the hadith related by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, may Allah be pleased with both of them, Dawood was one of the prophets whom your prophet, meaning our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, attested to in following his way of making prostration at the place where he, Dawood, prostrated. And this is the verse exactly, Surah 38:24. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the prostration which Dawood himself made when he repented to Allah. And so in the Quran, when we reach to that point which tells us about the prostration of Dawood, then فَسَجَدَهَا دَوُودَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فَسَجَدَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ. So the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم made the same prostration which Dawood made at this after he sought forgiveness from Allah. And these are some of the qualities of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam that came from the way of the Sunnah, that came from the way of the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of other qualities, alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Sister Ibtisam. One of the other qualities of which people witnessed at the time of Dawood, his great bravery. He was a great warrior. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the hadith soft for him, liable. And he also taught him the manufacturing or the building up of metal shields for war and protection. And those were the first that were done in history, were made and manufactured by Dawood alayhi as-salam. Okay. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed Dawood for, or there was a trial for Dawood alayhi as-salam, and this trial we will now explain it inshallah, and we will find out the distortions that the children of Israel, or rather the Jews in particular, manufactured against Dawood alayhi as-salam, against David. And it is because of one reason, because Jesus alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, is one of the descendants of Dawood alayhi salam, and they didn't like that. So there were a lot of things, of allegations against Dawood alayhi salam in their history as well as in their books. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed Prophet Dawood alayhi salam for an incident which took place, and this is in the verse which was cited earlier. If we could go back to it, the 38, let's go to 38 to 20 and after that inshallah, so that we follow with the incident itself. Chapter 38. Now, it starts from verse 21. It starts from verse 21. And has the news of the litigants reached you, O Muhammad? And has the news of the litigants, those who were in dispute, okay? This was a trial for Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. This is mentioned in Surah Sad 38, verse 21. And has the news of the litigants, those who were in disputes, reached you when they climbed over the wall into his praying place or private room? You know, Dawood used to have a special room for ibadah, for worship, and he had times also to rule and to judge amongst people. But these people in this trial, those climbed the wall around, over the wall into his mihrab, while into his place of worship, while he was doing his worship and in his privacy. إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ, and so he was a little bit frightened, you know, because this was not the normal way for people to come. فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, while he is in his praying place. فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ, when they entered in upon Dawood, he was terrified of them. They said, fear not, we are two litigants, one of whom has wronged the other. Therefore, judge between us with truth, and treat us not with injustice, and guide us to the right way. Then they presented their case. What was the case? They said, إِنَّ هَذَا أَخِي, verily this is my brother, meaning brother in religion. لَهُ تِسْعٌ وَتِسْعُونَ نَعْجَةً, he has 99 أَوْز, or أُوز, while I have only one. While I have one. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته, Sister Lina. While I have one. And he says, to me, you know, the one who has the 99 ones is telling the other, hand it over to me, and he overpowered me in speech. David here, David, Dawood alayhi salam, Aisha alaykum salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala barakatuh. Here is the error which took place with Dawood alayhi salam, and this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed him. David Dawood said, immediately without listening to the opponent, he told him, he has wronged you in demanding your ewe, or in addition to his, and verily many partners oppress one another, except those who believe and do righteous good deeds, and they are few. After he said, immediately, yani he went into his fort, and Dawood guessed that we have tried him, and he sought forgiveness of his Lord. He knew now what's behind this story between these two, so he said, وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّا, and Dawood then guessed that we have tried him. فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابُ, and he sought forgiveness of his Lord, and he fell down prostrating and turned to Allah in repentance. So Allah forgave him, and he returned after the repentance better than the state he was in before it. Why? Allah brought him even nearer and nearer and closer to him. And not only that, the consequence of it was so good for him. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Here it is, Allah says right after that, فَغَفَرْنَا لَهُ ذَلِكَ, so we forgave him that, and verily for him, وَإِنَّ لَهُ عِنْدَنَا لَزُلْفَ وَحُسْنَ مَآبٍ, so we forgave him, and verily for him is a near access to us. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. A near access to us, and a good place of final return, meaning paradise. Not only that, in this life, look what Allah, also the consequences of his repentance was, يَا دَاوُودُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكَ خَلِيفَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ, O Dawood, verily we have placed you as a successor on the earth. As a successor on the earth, so judge you between men in truth and justice, and follow not your desire, وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَى, and this is not only for Dawood, this is for all of us, وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَى, and don't follow your desire, فَيُضِلَّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, for it will mislead you from the path of Allah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ, verily those who wander astray from the path of Allah shall have a severe torment because they forgot the day of reckoning. They forgot the day of reckoning. This is concerning Dawood alayhi salam. Then we move now to the story of Sulaiman. There will be at the end, inshallah, many, many points of benefits. So now bear with us the flowing of the stories of and the trials that Dawood and alayhi salam were faced with. Now, I have to point here that the Israelites, the Jews, have accused Dawood, David, of something terrible and horrible. They accused this noble prophet of Allah that he plotted, after seeing the wife of his neighbor, a beautiful wife, he plotted that he will send her husband into war, you know, so that he be killed, and therefore he will have this wife of his neighbor for himself, that he fell in love with her, and therefore this is the way he plotted to take care of having fulfilling so called the lust of Dawood, wal'iyadu billah. So he will expose her husband into, you know, unescapable death so that he will marry her. These are the acts of the wicked. These are not the acts of the prophets. A messenger, a prophet. Subhanallah. And these are from the stories of the Israelites, and we have to be careful regarding them. We have to be careful regarding them. So I pointed this because this is what's present in their books, and Dawood is above such Dawood alayhi salam, such an accusation. As to Sulaiman, Allah gave Solomon the prophethood, and he inherited the knowledge from his father Dawood. Sulaiman is the son of Dawood. Sulaiman was the son of Dawood. Allah gave him prophethood, and he inherited the knowledge and prophethood and the kingdom from Dawood alayhi salam. And only that, not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased for him his kingdom, that none of those before or after him have taken from such a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah had made the wind subservient to Dawood alayhi salam, tajri bi amrihi. It will go wherever he commands the wind. Allah says in chapter 38, verse 30. Alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, sister Niqabi. In chapter 38, verse 30. Allah says, وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ. And to Dawood, to David, we gave Sulaiman, Solomon, how excellent a slave worshipper. Verily he was ever oft returning in repentance to us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sulaiman as a good son. And this is also because of the status of Dawood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a righteous good son, and Allah bestowed upon him from the prophethood and with the kingdom. Allah subjected to him the wind, and this is one of the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Sulaiman, and it blew gently by his order, with wheresoever he willed it will go. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also subjected for him the devils from the jinn, including every kind of builder and diver, and this never occurred to anyone before or after. Before or after Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah said to Sulaiman, to Sulaiman, this is our gift, so spend you or withhold, no account will be asked of you. What a great favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Sulaiman alayhi salam. What did these devils used to do for him? They used to do many things for Prophet Sulaiman. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ مِنْ مَحَارِيبُ, as in Surah 7, 34, verse 13. Alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. They worked for him as he desired, meaning the devils. Allah subserved them to him, subjected them to him. They worked for him as he desired. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ مِنْ مَحَارِيبَ وَتَمَاثِيلَ, making high rooms, images, basins as large as reservoirs, and cooking cauldrons fixed in their places. اَعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا وَقِلِلُوا مِنْ عِبَادِ الشَّكُورُ. So all family of Dawood, with thanks, work with thanks, but few of my slaves are grateful. So this wind goes and comes wherever he wishes, and all these soldiers from mankind and from jinn and from tire, from the birds, it's a magnificent system and order was given, gift for Sulaiman from the family of Dawood, from the family of David. May Allah salah and salam be upon both of them. Not only that, Allah taught him the language, quote, of the birds and the rest of animals, and they used to speak to him, and he understands them. And we go now to Surah An-Naml, which is chapter 27, verse 27. I'll put the number, inshallah, so that Brother Hamza Zallah here, he's helping us, barakallahu feekum. And Sulaiman inherited the knowledge of Dawood. وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودَ وَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ. O mankind, alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, we have been taught the language of birds. وَأُوْتِينَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and on us have been bestowed all things. This is verily is an evident grace from Allah. وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. And there were gathered before Sulaiman his hosts of jinn and men, and birds, and they all were set in battle order, meaning marching forward. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. اللهم لك الحمد. اللهم لك الحمد. Okay, now, so we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Sulaiman all of these favors, and not only that, Allah gave him the ability to understand the language. Alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, barakatuh, sister Islam. Gave him the ability to understand the language of the birds, the language of all the rest of the animals, and talk to them and understand them as well. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that he inspected the birds one day. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ. What is the matter that I don't see the hoopoe? And he addressed the hoopoe, and also he heard the ant when she called upon her tribe of ants. حتى إذا أتوا على وادي النمل, when Sulaiman and his army came and arrived to the valley of the ants, قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. O ants, enter your dwellings, lest Solomon and his host should crush you while they perceive not. And she even made an excuse for them while they perceive not. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا. So he, Solomon smiled, amused at her speech. And then he immediately resorted to Allah, acknowledging his favors and being grateful to him. وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. So, O my Lord, grant me the power and ability that I may be grateful for your favors which you have bestowed on me and on my parents. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَىٰ. This is a great dua. I wish that you memorize it, inshallah. This is a great dua for giving for, yani, gratefulness to Allah, being in gratitude to Allah. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَىٰ. And that I may do righteous good deeds that will please you. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And admit me by your mercy among your righteous slaves. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So he made this great dua, which is again in verse 19. And from his good order, Sulaiman used to inspect the army, and he was firm. He used to inspect the army by himself. Although he had, you know, trainers for the army, but he used to inspect it by himself. And that's why at the end of verse 17, when we read, and there were gathered before Sulaiman his hosts of jinn and men and birds, and they all were set in battle order, marching forward. So he alayhi salam used to inspect them to make sure they are ready. And that's why when he checked the hoopoe, he didn't find him there. And this tells that he used to check his troops. And that's why he said what Allah about him, وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرَ, and he inspected the birds. فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدِ. And said, what is the matter that I see not the hoopoe? أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. Or is he among the absentees? And since he was a king, he was firm, and he wants to deal with justice for the absence of the bird. So that's why he said, لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا in verse 21. شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Look at his justice. I will surely punish him with a severe torment or slaughter him unless he brings me a clear reason. Unless he brings me a clear reason. Fairness. The bird has a clear reason. The bird said, فَمَكَسَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ, but the hoopoe stayed not long. فَقَالَ أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ. Look at this, we were going to learn a lot of lessons, inshallah, when we discuss this matter from this verse which I am reading now. فَقَالَ أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ. He came up and said to Sulaiman, you know, his Sulaiman, his master, his king, the ruler, he said, I have grasped the knowledge of a thing which you have not grasped. And I have come to you from Saba, from Sheba, in Yemen. In Yemen, the Sheba is in Yemen. And he told you, I have grasped something which you don't know, which you have not grasped, and I have come to you from Saba, from Sheba, with true news. What is the news? He told him, إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم. I found a woman ruling over them. وأوتيت من كل شيء. وأوتيت من كل شيء. And she has been given all things that could be possessed by any ruler of the earth. ولها عرش عظيم. ولها عرش عظيم. And she has a great throne. What else? Is this the only thing that he's telling him? More. He's telling him the most important thing. وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. I found her and her people worshipping the sun instead of Allah. Worshipping the sun instead of Allah. SubhanAllah, I want to invite someone, inshallah, in a minute. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. I was about to invite you, brother, one message, but جزاك الله خير. So وجدتها وقومها. I found her and her people worshipping the sun instead of Allah. And Shaitan, Satan, has made their deeds fair seeming to them. As it is the case with the mushriks of our times. The same thing. Shaitan has made shirk for them fair seeming. And that's why you see them arguing about it and defending it. And they tell you, we don't really worship them except that they bring us closer to Allah. SubhanAllah. And therefore, that's the response of Allah came. You tell of Allah that which Allah does not know. You have said these as rivals besides Allah, and you come to tell and you, that you have decided that this will bring you closer to Allah. Who assigned them to be closer to Allah? These so-called protectors and helpers and awliya and so forth, especially the grave worshippers from the mystics and their companies. They have the same argument. Shaitan has made their deeds fair seeming to them, and also the people of innovation. That's why it's very difficult with an innovator. And by the way, innovation to Iblis, to Shaitan, is more beloved than a sin. I will put this in writing, inshallah, so that you, inshallah, you remember it very well, inshallah. Innovation in Deen, which is named as Bid'ah, is more beloved to Satan than the sin. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Why? Rahmatullah ta'ala wa barakatuh. Why it is so? Because it is fair seeming in the sight of its beholder, that he thinks that this is from deen, which is not. And they think that this brings him closer to Allah, which it doesn't. But now how Shaitan beautifies it in his sight, making it fair seeming to him. As to the matter of sin, the sinner does not think so at all. The sinner knows this is a sin. Because of his weakness or her weakness, they commit them. But they know, and always, you know, and you see them often repenting. But with the case of the sahibul bid'ah, the innovator, it's very difficult. Very, very difficult. So we go back to this statement, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And Shaitan has made their deeds fair seeming to them and has barred them from Allah. فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ. Has barred them from Allah's way, so they have no guidance. Look at the words of this bird, the hoopoe. And Shaitan, as Shaitan has barred them from Allah's way, so they do not worship, they prostrate themselves before Allah. أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ. They don't do so. الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبَأَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah, who brings to light what is hidden in the heavens and the earth and knows what you conceal and what you reveal. Allah, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the Lord of the Supreme Throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this short absence, all these news came to Sulaiman through the Hudhud in Arabic. This is Hudhud. What his name is? What's this? Subhanallah. Trying to type equal and it's not taking it. Well, the hoopoe is Hudhud in Arabic, and this is what they came in the Quran. So he told Sulaiman about this kingdom in the Yemen, and that this woman was ruling over them, and she was given from all that which she needed to run the affairs of the kingdom, and that she has a magnificent throne and so forth. All of these news, and that they are mushriks. They are mushriks because they prostrate to the sun. And the Hudhud himself denied that. You see, denied that when he said, "Allah yasjudu lillah," the shaitan has barred them from that they should worship to Allah. So that's why you don't see them worshipping to Allah, prostrating to Allah. And there is evidence in this. Please give attention to this. There is evidence. The ulama, they learn the scholars of Islam, they say there is evidence in this that the animals know its Lord. The animals know the Lord and glorify Him and declare Tawheed. وَتُحِبُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And they love the believers. And they dislike and hate the lying and disdainful disbelievers. So Sulaiman told him now, سَنَنْظُرْ. Look at the justice of Sulaiman عليه السلام. سَنَنْظُرْ. We will see. We shall see. See what? سَنَنْظُرْ. أَصَدَقْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. We shall see whether you speak the truth or you are one of the liars. Whether you speak the truth or you are one of the liars. SubhanAllah. Verification. Verification is always required, especially in matters as, you know, as sensitive as this, matters of worship, matters of deen. And that's why when we hear people talking about matters of deen, of their opinion, we should verify, where do you get this stuff from? Walaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Uday Hussein 1. So Sulaiman said, we shall see whether you speak the truth or you are one of the liars. What did he say to him then? Take this letter of mine, go and take this letter of mine. He wrote a letter. فَأَلْقِهِ إِلَيْهِمْ and deliver it to them. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Then draw back from them and see what answer they will give you in return. What answer they will give you in return. So he delivered the letter and gave it to this lady, the queen of Sheba. The queen of Sheba. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. The queen of Sheba. When she read it, she really magnified it seriously, this letter of Sulaiman. And she was terrified. She was scared. So she gathered all the consultants and the leaders of her people, and she said to them, as Allah said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الْقَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ إِنِّي أُلْقِيَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابٌ كَرِيمٌ. Look at this. She said, O chiefs, verily here is delivered to me a noble letter. A noble letter. إِنَّهُ مِن سُلَيْمَان. Verily it is from Sulaiman. This letter is from Sulaiman. It's from Sulaiman, and it starts with, in the name of Allah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. The most gracious, the most merciful. Allah ta'alu alayya, be you not exalted against me. وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. But come to me as Muslims, true believers who submit to Allah with full submission. This is it. Very summarized letter and to the point. All that is needed is in the letter. And in this there is also lessons and etiquettes in writing. So many of us, when they write pages, and the point is one point. Or people, when they answer for exams, the exam will be very specific, the question is very specific, and you find them writing, you know, 6-7 paragraphs, which is only like an introduction to the answer or something. But from this benefit we learn here, precise matters are required. If there is a need for detail, then one can detail if there is a need. So what did she say then? She wants consultation with her people. قالت يا أيها الملأ, O chiefs, أفتوني في أمري, advise me in this case of mine. ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Meaning, I will not decide any case till you, you know, are present with me and give me your opinions and your ideas. And this is reflecting something about this lady, this queen, reflecting her firm and good management of affairs. This reflects her firm and good management of affairs, because she resorted to consultation with the chiefs, and she said to them, advise me, I decide no case till you are present. What was their advice? They said, قالوا نحن أولو قوة. So, you know, they looked themselves, puffed themselves that they have powers and so forth. We have great strength and great ability for war. This is their opinion. But they left it for her. This is the idea of consultation. You give the idea, you give what's required from you to give, and the person requesting the consultation, meaning the leader, the decision will be his. So here, we have great strength and great ability for war, but it is for you to command. وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكِ فَانْظُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُرِينَ. So think over what you will command. So think over what you will command. Meaning, we are ready, you know, to go by your decision, whether this will be, alaykum as-salam, whether this will be war or peace. And we refer the matter to you. From her wisdom and foresight, right, she diverted from the decision of war, and she took peace way, but in a decisive way also. But in a decisive way also. What did she say? She said, I will send him a gift. So if he, while she is testing Sulaiman with this gift, she said, if he is from those kings who don't think of anything else except this life, okay, then the gift will affect him, and this way we will sway him away from us. And if it is otherwise, then we will know. And through this process, we will be able to know if it is otherwise. So she said, قالت إن الملوك, she said, verily kings, when they enter a town, a country, they despoil it and make the most honorable amongst its people the lowest, and thus they do so. And she is referring to those kings who are cling to this life, and the most important thing for them is their chair or their crown. So in this respect, if he is Sulaiman, is one of them, then this gift will move him in that direction, and therefore we will sway him away from war. Otherwise, if not, then we will know his reality. Alaykum salam. One message. What is this writing?
Oh,
burning. طيب. So said, but verily I am going to send him a present and see with what answer the messenger returns. Okay. Alaykum salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. What they will return. فلما جاء سليمان, so she sent a delegation, a wise delegation she sent with the letter, carrying this letter to deliver it. So when they came to Sulaiman with the letter, what did he say? فلما جاء سليمان قال أتمدونني بمال. So when the messengers with the present came to Sulaiman, to Solomon, he said, will you help me in wealth? Meaning denouncing that. Would you help me in wealth? What Allah has given me is better. فما آتاني الله خير مما آتاكم بل أنتم بهديتكم تفرحون. What Allah has given me is better than that which has given you. Nay, you rejoice in your gift. You go take it. You rejoice in your gift. So he made it clear that he has no intention, you know, for a worldly gain, but his objective is to establish the deen and that people enter Islam. So he commanded and gave a recommendation to the messengers and told the messenger who represented the queen, he told him, ارجع إليهم. Sulaiman said to the chief of the messengers, return and go back to them. فلنأتينهم بجنود لا قبل لهم بها ولنخرجنهم منها أذلة وهم صاغرون. Go back to them. We verily shall come to them with hosts that they cannot resist, and we shall drive them out from their in disgrace, and they will be abased. Sulaiman knew from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will come to Islam. Bad mic? Is the sound clear? Alhamdulillah. Okay. But when you put atar bad mic, I thought, okay. Okay. Now, alhamdulillah. Tayyib. So let's say if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Sulaiman they will come in Islam, so he told the people, his council around him, أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِ بِعَرْشِهَا. He said, O chiefs, which of you can bring me here her throne? قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. This is the evidence. Before they come to me surrendering themselves in obedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him that they will come in Islam. But he said, O chiefs, which of you can bring me her throne before they come to me in surrendering themselves in obedience? So one of the strong ones from the jinn who were under the service of Sulaiman, he said, Ana atika به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك. I will bring, meaning her throne, to you before you rise from your place or from your council from this meeting. وإني عليه لقوي أمين. And verily I am indeed strong and trustworthy for such work. You know where was Sulaiman? Sulaiman was in Ash-Sham, which is, you know, the greater Syria. And the distance between there and her place was 2 months, 4 months trip, going and coming back. But the one, yes, in Palestine, which is part of the greater Ash-Sham. One of them who knew, who had knowledge of the scripture, or one of them who was a righteous man, it was said, okay. Alright, the one who sent me this PM, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you for loving us for His sake. Barakallah feek. So, I will bring it to you within the twinkling of an eye. أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. And that happened. فلما رآه عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. فلما رآه مستقرا عنده, then when he Solomon saw it placed before him, he said, what did he say? He remembered Allah right away. And he said, قال هذا من فضل ربي, this is by the grace of my Lord, to test me whether I am grateful, ليبلوني أشكر أم أكفر, to test me whether I am grateful for or ungrateful. ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه, and whoever is grateful, truly his gratitude is for the good of his own self, and whoever is ungrateful, he is ungrateful only for the loss of his own self. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. So he then talked to his council and he said to them, disguise her throne, change it in such a way that she may not be able to recognize it, and see whether she will be guided to recognize her throne, or she will be one of those who are not guided. So قَالَ نَكِّرُ لَهَا عَرْشَهَا, نَنْظُرْ, and then we may see, so that we may see whether she will be guided to recognize her throne, or she will be one of those not guided. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ, when she came, he told her, when she came he told her, أَهَكَذَا عَرْشُكِ, is this your throne, or is your throne like this? قالت كأنه هو. Look, she was really also very intelligible and smart in her response. Even she recognized it, okay, and she saw this changes that occurred and the disguise that took care that was done on the throne. فقالت مرددة للإحتمالين, so she answered both ways, she answered in both ways. She said, كَأَنَّهُ هُ, she answered, كَأَنَّهُ هُ, it is as though it were the very same. It is as though it were the very same. And Sulaiman said, وَأُوتِينَ الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ, knowledge was bestowed on us before her and we were submitted to Allah and Islam as Muslims before her. So from this way he knew, and that's why knowledge was bestowed, he knew that she has a sound, good intellect. That's why he said knowledge was bestowed on us before her and we were submitted. Yani he knew of her sound and good intellect. Meaning, yani we knew about that, and وَأُوتِينَ الْعِلْمِ, and Allah had given also the knowledge about our kingdom, which is the kingdom of Sulaiman, and that is a prophethood and kingdom and a message and a strength, with all these subservience, you know, from the men and jinn and so forth. All of that, we are submitters to Allah, giving gratitude to Allah. And when he said then, وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ, yet meaning that since we are given all these favors from Allah, they did not sway us from Allah like her, you know, like her, although she was good and had good mind and had all this kingdom, but what? She was worshipping other than Allah. So how is it that all this yani qualities of her, yet she went to worship that which benefits not nor causes harm? The answer was, وَصَدَّهَا مَا كَانَتْ تَعْبُدُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مِن قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. And that which she used to worship besides Allah has prevented her from Islam, for she was of a disbelieving people. For she was of a disbelieving people. Meaning, this is the creed upon which she grew up. These are the corrupt creeds that were prevailing on the mind, on the intellect. And until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the guidance for her, which will begin to make her think. Sulaiman had a palace, and underneath which there was, you know, rivers flowing, water flowing, and it was covered by glass surface, by a glass surface. And this glass surface is transparent. So it was, she was told, قِيلَ لَهَا دْخُلِ الصَّرْحِ. It was told, said to her, enter this sarh, this glass surface with water underneath it, or a palace. فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ, when she saw it, حَسِبَتْهُ لُجَّةً, she thought it was a pool. وَكَشَفَتْ عَنْ سَاقَيْهَا, and she tucked up her clothes, uncovering her legs. قَالَ إِنَّهُ صَرْحٌ مُمَرَّدٌ. Sulaiman said to her, verily it is a glass surface with water underneath it, or a palace. She said, قالت ربي إني ظلمت نفسي وأسلمت مع سليمان لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر. She said, my Lord, verily I have wronged myself. Verily I have wronged myself, and I submit in Islam together with Sulaiman, with Solomon, to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. He guides whom He wishes. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So she acknowledged being wrong, and she submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And her people followed so, the same. And it is said that he got married to her, and Allah knows best. That he married her, but Allah knows best as to the authenticity of the story. So we know from this story that the jinn and the shayateen were subservient to the kingdom of Sulaiman, under his service alayhi salam. And he deprived them alayhi salam from their books that they used to use, and their ways of spreading magic amongst people. After the death of Sulaiman alayhi salam, these devils and shayateen went loose, meaning they started proclaiming that Sulaiman's kingdom was built upon magic, and they took the books and started spreading this mischief about Sulaiman, and that Sulaiman was a magician. And a group of the Jews accepted that, and they propagated the same thing about him. That's why Allah declared Sulaiman free from this matter, as in chapter 2, verse 102. وَاتَّبَعُ مَا تَتْلُ الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. And they followed that which the shayateen, the devils, spread concerning the kingdom of Sulaiman. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ. Yet Sulaiman did not commit kufr. But it is the shayateen, وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. They committed kufr. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ. They teach men magic. One of the trials that Sulaiman was inflicted with is as in chapter 38, chapter 38 verse 34. This was a trial and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed Sulaiman for it, and Allah says in this respect, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا سُلَيْمَان وَأَلْقَيْنَا عَلَىٰ كُرْسِيِّهِ جَسَدًا ثُمَّ أَنَابَ. And indeed we did try Sulaiman, and we placed on his throne jasad. And in some of the stories it is said that this jasad, this body, was a devil, and this is not true. And you find it in some of the translations of the meaning of English. This is not really the case. In fact, it came in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, as we will explain shortly. So a body was placed on his throne, and he did return to Allah with this, with obedience and repentance, and to his throne and kingdom by grace. And in this, we know the details of it from the authentic hadith of the Prophet ﷺ concerning the trial of Sulaiman alayhi as-salam. What was the trial of Sulaiman? One of the trials here, Allah says, we recited this verse from Surah Sa'd, which you see it there. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ explained this verse by the following. He said, Sulaiman said, and you know Sulaiman had many wives, and that was permitted in the laws of Sulaiman and for the children of Israel, as it is known. قال سليمان عليه السلام, Sulaiman said, لأطوفن الليلة بمئة امرأة, and some narrations go to 90 and some to 70. لأطوفن الليلة بمئة امرأة. Tonight I will go, يعني I sleep with my wives. تلد كل امرأة منهن غلاما. Every one of them will give birth to a boy. يقاتل في سبيل الله, that he will fight for the cause of Allah. He didn't say inshallah. He didn't say inshallah. He didn't say Allah wills I will have such and such. No. So the angel told him, فقال له الملك, قل إن شاء الله. Say إن شاء الله. فلم يقل. He didn't say, and he forgot. And he forgot. فطاف بهن. So he went and slept with his wives. None of them gave birth except one, and that was for half a body. Half a body, not complete. The Prophet ﷺ said in another narration, وَلَوْ كَانَ اسْتَثْنَى, meaning had he said, إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, لولدت كل واحدة منهن غلاما. Each one of them would have given birth to a boy who will be a night fighter fighting for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and agreed upon hadith. So this there was the body that was thrown on his throne, and this was the fitna, this was the trial for Sulaiman alayhi salam. So he returned to Allah in repentance and he said, قال رب اغفر لي, O my Lord, forgive me and bestow upon me a kingdom. وهب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي. Forgive me and bestow upon me a kingdom such as shall not belong to any other after me. إنك أنت الوهاب. Verily you are the bestower. So Allah subjected the wind for him and gave him, you know, the shayateen under his service and all these things which we talked about earlier. So he was given all of that. Allah bestowed upon Dawood and Sulaiman hukman wa ilma, good judgment as well as knowledge. And it tells us also from the stories that the prophets could err in certain things, but they immediately resort to repentance, and then Allah lifts them to higher perfection, to higher levels. But none of these errors will take place in terms of the message that they are bestowed with, meaning in that sense they are infallible concerning the message itself. But if they commit a mistake, in other than that, they surely and right away repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah guides them to repentance, and this has been the case in many of the stories which we described earlier, alhamdulillah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfects them more and more. And there was a known story that took place, also tells about the wisdom of Dawood and Sulaiman, and two ladies went out with her son, young children. So the wolf came and ate the son of the elder one, of the elder lady. So this elder lady claimed that the wolf had in fact eaten the son of the younger one, and then the one who was saved from the wolf is her son. The younger lady denied that, and she said that the wolf ate the son of the elder one, and they came for Dawood for a judgment. Dawood didn't see any evidence from any one of them except their sayings. So he made a judgment out of ijtihad, meaning striving, and he ordered that the son be for the elder one, as mercy for her also for being the elder woman. And that since the other one is younger, Allah may give her, yani, a son instead of that one. This younger lady took the matter to Sulaiman alayhi salam. So Sulaiman said, bring me a knife, and I will split this baby between both of you. I will split the baby between both of you. The elder one accepted, but the younger one, when the matter was revolving between the destruction or preservation of her son, although her son may be with the other elder woman, and that would be easier of the two situations, she told Sulaiman, this son is hers, O Prophet of Allah. She gave her son to the other one in order to save him. So Sulaiman knew from this test, he knew from this test, which is very natural, and this is from the great evidences that he is not the son of the elder one. Why? Because she accepted that he be cut in pieces and destroyed, and that her claim against the younger one was driven by envy. So that's why he decreed that the son will be for the younger one. This is reported in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet Muhammad told of this story that occurred to Sulaiman and to Dawood. May Allah's mercy be upon both of them, as reported by Abi Huraira in the Bukhari and Muslim narrations. So inshallah now we can take a break so that we return and discuss the benefits that are deducted from the stories of Dawood and Sulaiman alayhima as-salam. We'll take a 2 minutes break inshallah ta'ala, and we'll be back to continue inshallah this subject.